Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We got three more.
We got three more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear. Oh, damn it.
You had it.
I had it earlier. Damn it.
Oh, it's almost ready.
Hold on. Let me find my. I wrote it down. Where is it?
Oh, next hour you'll get it. Try again next time.
Wish somebody would tell me that's all I want. How can I not get that? How can I never get that? I'll get it next hour. All right. For everyone who sings along with that, we'll, you know, I won't screw you up next hour. Hey, guys. It's Tuesday.
Hey.
And Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Odyssey.
Odyssey.
The Odyssey app. And by the way, that is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y, like audio, audacious, and a journey, an odyssey, but spelled with the A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Some creative genius came up with that, and we've rebranded. Odyssey.
I feel like you're provoking me every time you say that.
What, me?
I'm a big fan of that explanation for that name. I think they did a wonderful job. We didn't get had at all.
Nope. Odyssey.
Right.
A-U-D-A-C-Y-R-A-D-I-O.
You can find our full podcast, the full show, on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
As well as the Secret Show. And please, by the way, speaking of the Secret Show, we had some great letters that got sent to emails that got sent to us last week and some good problems, and I have some still, but always more problems problems. What we need, we love to give bad advice, so
and responses or follow-ups.
Sure. Oh my god, follow-up. I love when people tell us, I heard your advice, I didn't take it, here's what I did instead, and here's how it worked out, you know.
Or I took it and it was terrible,
right? You ruined everything.
Well,
that's never
happened, so that would be the first time that email came through.
Yeah. Because even though we call it bad advice, it's actually totally killer advice, man.
It's what you should do.
Advice.
Email Bryn, B-R-Y-N, Bryn at RadioAlice.com if you need any terrible advice.
Somebody, we have a good one that came in about last Secret Show. There's a conversation we had about endurance.
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah.
And recovery periods.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's a really cool one I read today. I was laughing.
Did
my
you pop
off.
That into the shared folder?
It's there.
Okay, fantastic. I'll take a look at that during the break. I love reading those emails.
What was that thing called again? Kukui?
Kukui.
Yeah, Kukui. Yeah. Something about that, too.
So it was, yeah, so El Cuco, though, is what they were calling it on. So we weren't completely out of our minds not recognizing Kukui.
Yeah.
We can console ourselves into thinking that, you know.
I didn't know it was called El Cuco.
Well, we didn't know it was called Kukui.
Yeah, I grew up with Kukui, so.
Yeah, you know what? The fact that my wife put it together was a shock to me. I honestly had no idea when she was explaining it to me, and she was kind of, you know, capping on us. Like, you and Sarah are the biggest Stephen King fans I know, and neither of you thought of that?
No. Never crossed my mind. Didn't even ring the slightest bell.
What? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of the Chupacabra. Is that which one are we not allowed to say anymore? It's the other one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chupacabra is just like the mythical, demonic.
The thingy.
Right, right.
Stuff. What do you mean we're not supposed to say anything?
There's, there's another one. It's the Chinga thing. That
That's not the... They're not at all alike.
No, I know, but those... I always think of those... I always think of those words together. Like, I always have to decide which one I'm going to use.
Okay.
I was, like, thinking... Right? I was thinking you were saying some paranormal activity we're not allowed to say, and I was like, oh, this is news to me.
Yeah, no, it's very... It's highly classified, guys. You don't have the clearance for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, email blend.
The other word that we're not supposed to say, I used 100 times a day. I'm like extremely frustrated that that thing's been removed from my vocabulary.
Oh, that one, yes. I know.
I used it.
I used it too because it was just, it's to me, it was thingamajig.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what it is.
Right.
There's, you know.
Except apparently there's some kind of terribly racist connection or something.
No. What it's not it? Racist.
Well, what
it's
is it?
Just a curse word.
Oh, it's a curse.
There's not, there's right. zero racism involved with that.
Well, if it's just a
zero.
Curse, let's just use it then.
Oh, well, no, it's an actual curse word.
Well, what does it mean?
Can we stop and move on?
Well, now I want to know.
Yeah.
All right. Can someone explain it to me off the air?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Can. Yeah, send me a text. Right. Can I have some wedding bells, some wedding, the wedding march? Da, 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 da. There we go. Ariana Grande got married over the weekend. Little ceremony at her home in Montecito, California. Montecito. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Doesn't Oprah live in Montecito? Ellen? All the rich and famous live in Montecito.
Well, it's beautiful. Santa Barbara is a freaking jewel, man. But I'll tell you something. That Ariana, and people have this, and we've talked about it many times, but the need to be married, because she's been running, headed down the aisle multiple times recently. So I hope that it's everything that she wants it to be, because often after that, all the dust settles, you realize it didn't change you inside at all.
Mm.
And now you're just...
And nothing really does. You have to realize that you have to build the life that you want without thinking that something is going to miraculously change you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person you are is...
There is no secret ingredient.
No.
That's from Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, is that
There's
so?
There's no secret ingredient. It's that you think that it's... You, the whole time.
Yeah. Yep. So you got to build the life that you want to live. And maybe this is part of it for her. Vinny, you know what? I know you will. I wish her well. I hope this is everything that she wants it to be.
Yeah, I do too. I actually really like her. I think she's a pretty decent,
she's amazing.
You know, singer.
Sure.
She's got some good songs.
The donut looking thing I could have done without, but you know, whatever.
That's... Oh, the donut looking, yeah.
What about her donut?
What? What do you want? No, she looks other people's donuts.
She went to the store and licked a donut.
Oh, that okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I was thinking you were talking about something entirely
like metaphorical.
Else.
The metaphorical donut.
Yeah.
The puffy little donut.
Mm-hmm.
Her rep says it was a tiny, intimate ceremony, less than 20 people, fewer than 20 people, I think is right, Mom? Just let me know if I'm right. If you can count them, it's fewer.
Right.
Adding, the couple and both families couldn't be happier. She's been dating this guy. You know,
and
here's
the timing of her pregnancy has nothing to do with this marriage.
She's 27. The guy she married is this guy we've found out is her boyfriend. They pandemicked together. They started dating in
Check
2020.
Check her for baby bumps, everybody.
Mm. His name is Dalton Gomez. And they've been, in fact, he's the guy, we had this conversation a few months ago. He's the guy in that Stuck With You. There he is, right there. He's making her laugh. They're so cute. In the Justin Bieber song, Ariana Justin song, they do the Stuck With You about the pandemic, being stuck with someone in the pandemic. And we met him for the first time in that. He's a real estate agent. Or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Right?
She like specifically picked him to do her deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She wanted him.
She thought he was so cute.
You girls are crafty.
Yeah. We have our ways. So there were, you know, and it's a really cute video. It Zoom style. with the multiple windows, and then there they are trapped in there, you know, trapped in the house, and I'm in the house bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored. So, and we all remember those days when we were like, oh, TikTok, what's this? Let's spend 3 days doing this. So they've been dating since January of 2020. They spent the whole pandemic together at the house he found for her in LA. They got engaged this past December.
He's just so, he's sitting there. There's a request from Ariana Grande for you to show her a house. And the next thing you know, he does not. I'll do that. Next thing you know, he sells the house, becomes her boyfriend, moves into the house, and now is married to the chick. In how long? What was this? 1 year?
A year and 5 months, I guess. Which, you know,
cheese and rice.
She's 27, he's 25. They're fully formed adults, I assume. Right. They first made their relationship official when they appeared together in that video. That was the first time people had seen them, because no one was seeing anyone. No one was out anywhere. It was the pandemic. So this was basically a year ago we saw that video. And
his boys are like, that guy, we used to see him every day. And then he sells a house to Ariana Grande, and we haven't seen him since. Like, what happened to that dude?
He sucked into the black hole.
I bet he made a nice commission off of that house.
Oh, bet he did. You know? Sure.
That she got. Right. She got it right back.
In the form of an engagement ring. Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, congratulations, Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez. So will she be Ariana Grande Gomez or just Ariana Gomez? Or just Ariana Grande.
I guess she just stays how she is. Yeah,
Ariana Grande.
Right, when you're that famous.
And now, it's time to play a game. Oh. Just a quickie. Who said, regrets are like farts. You can't get them back. Once they're out, they're stinky and they're gone. Regrets are like farts. You can't get them back. Once they're out, they're stinky and gone. Was it George Lucas, Sharon Stone, Jim Carrey, Meryl Streep, Nicolas Cage, or Harvey Weinstein? Regrets are
sounds
like farts.
That sounds like a waxing Nicolas Cage, ladies and gentlemen.
I, too, guessed Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I'm wrong.
And you were wrong. Yeah, I was wrong. You were wrong. It was Sharon Stone.
Oh.
Once again, claiming she was tricked into showing off her goods in Basic Instinct.
What does she mean, tricked?
She says that she was told that that wouldn't be used, basically. In the same interview where she was whining about how they just said, well, we just want to get the, well, you know,
wait a
don't
minute.
Worry, that's not going to make it in. That's basically the,
she
that's
says,
the whole movie.
They said, pull your underwear off for the shot we want to do, the one where your legs are open in a mini skirt, mm-hmm. but we won't use it?
We won't, don't worry, we won't use it. I don't know what her exact wording is, but she says she was assured that that was, she was tricked into doing that.
Well, so that was just for the director's pleasure?
Apparently.
Well, that still feels like a no, Bob. No, yeah. Unless you want that. Look, the shot has her down in movie-making history, doesn't it?
100%. It is, and it, I would argue that is the only, there it is. Oh, yeah. Are you going to run it? Is it a slow run? Is it? She's are just, you, she you, crosses oh, and uncrosses.
Yeah, this is just a still.
I'm not defending the dudes if that's what they did to her, but frankly, you'd think that she'd be a little more aware that if
yeah,
you're going to put it on film.
You know, here she is 30 years later and saying, no, I was tricked. I was tricked.
I actually love that shot.
Oh, sure. Of course you
and do. And I don't think there's anything. I mean, it's I guess, sexy, but it's not dirty. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't know what. I like it. But I like naked ladies, so,
right,
you know,
exactly.
Of course I do.
Right. She claims that there is a triple X director's cut of the movie that's coming out next year for its 30th anniversary, which makes no sense because really the most pornographic thing that they shot for, if she was tricked into that, like, did they also trick her into triple X stuff?
We're going to actually have him do you, but don't worry.
Yeah, no, this isn't going to make it. Don't worry. This isn't for the movie.
Hold
well,
on.
Then
we're
going to
get a
for?
Camera in between the two of you for the shot everyone needs, but don't worry. No yeah. one's going to use
don't
it.
Don't worry.
Come on.
Yeah, that's so, I don't know what a triple X director's cut could possibly mean, but she claims that there is one coming. Regrets are like farts. You can't get them back. Once they're out, they're stinky and gone. says Sharon Stone. There's some trouble down in Palm Springs. They had chlorine for the pools.
What do you mean trouble?
There it is. You can't see.
Yeah, we can see.
I think it's super sexy. I don't know what the problem is.
Dang. Well, the problem is she says she was tricked into doing it.
Yeah, if that's the case.
If that's true, we don't know. I believe her. I'll say I believe her. Oh,
how many other scenes has she done that people are always like, that scene?
Done. There are no other scenes.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one. So down in Palm Springs, a much more demure flashing of the fanny is causing some backlash. There is a museum down in Palm Springs, and it has a statue that they just, I guess they just installed of Marilyn Monroe in the My Skirt's Being Blown Up by the Air Grate.
Okay.
And it's really cool. So, but obviously, you know, when we saw the iconic picture of her, it's from the front, her hands are holding the front of the dress down and the back of it's blowing up. But you can walk around this one and you can see her panties and people are freaking out. That's not appropriate. She's fully covered. It's not like Basic Instinct or anything. She is, there's a lady named Elizabeth Armstrong. She's a spokesperson for a new change.org petition.
That's the statue I'm looking at right now, right?
This is the statue. Yeah.
Look, I was going to say, he's taking it from the bottom.
Yeah, he's
taking a picture up from the bottom.
Guys, we are so lame.
This is the problem I see with it is that people are going to be laying down underneath it, taking up skirt shots.
That is a total guy thing, though.
Stupid. Unbelievably stupid.
You guys can both do it, too.
He's texting all of his friends. Look what I just did.
Look, I got a 26-foot tall lady, some cuckoo. Her cuckooey is on fire.
So this lady, Elizabeth Armstrong, says she's literally going to be mooning the Palm Springs Art Museum. I guess when you walk out of the museum. So when you walk in, there she is standing, smiling at you, holding her dress down. She's enormous, enormous Marilyn Monroe. And you walk past her and, oh, how exciting. Then you walk in. So then when you exit the museum, you walk out underneath her skirt, basically, and from the back. And they say, she's literally mooning everyone.
Well, she's got underwear
this is
on,
despicable.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's got big old panties too. By the way,
how tall is that? Is that a 50-foot statue?
It's 26 feet, is what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
he actually looks
bigger than that.
Yeah, he looks really tiny compared to that thing.
Yeah, he's bending.
I know he's hunched, but
yeah,
it just looks way bigger than look at that person standing next to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I guess if you stacked four or five of those people up, then you'd have the height of it. I don't know. It does look taller than 26 feet.
Okay, whatever.
I guess if you stood them up, yeah. It's enormous. Right, you can't get away from it. It's right there in the courtyard. You walk out into its butt. I mean, you can see its
right.
butt.
It's a statue.
If you've ever seen other views of that iconic shot, though, like, these are not just granny panties. These are full on. It almost looks like a leotard underneath there. They go up so high underneath the skirt that you're just like
Spanx or something.
Yeah, Spanxy. Mm-hmm. They are. And not even like there's one shot I'm looking at where it almost looks like they're biggish, like they're kind of like old giant cotton granny panties. Like they're not, she's certainly not wearing a thong. Let's
like
put
Fruit
it that
of
way.
Loom?
Yeah, like that. Mm. Oh.
Or hands. Mm.
And were you able to find a picture of her butt? Is that her hiney right there?
No,
you can't see her butt in that shot.
Oh, that wouldn't be anatomically correct anyway.
Whatever. Whoa. So you know what is Palm Springs gonna do? Sit there and take it, or are they gonna rally?
Well,
I mean riot. Whatever.
They've already got something like 40,000 signatures collected.
To drop that thing, knock it over.
They want to get her backside out of there.
Get
her out. Just get that thing out of there. But to me, isn't that the call of the museum? Like, isn't it up to the museum? I mean, don't go to the museum then, lady. Whiner. Who cares? It's the iconic, it's an art museum. There's, you know what's in the art museum?
Probably
boobies.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably
there's all
nude
kinds
picture.
Of naked stuff in our museum. Every statue you've ever seen is like vaguely sexual. It's come on, it's Marilyn. Her butt's totally covered. It's like a lady in a bathing suit. Shut up.
If there's like Greek statues or
right,
or
they've
Renaissance.
Got wieners out.
Yeah, exactly.
Naked with no arms.
Yeah, all that. Anyway, Marilyn Monroe's butts out, you guys. And I'll end with this. Some guy wrote a book about peacocks, which is, it's kind of random. And then the New York Post. Yeah, guy writes a book about peacocks. Then the New York Post reviews that book, which is even more random. And but the most random thing about all of this is that the review upset Martha Stewart. She tweeted, "The New York Post, again, fake news. They have a story on peacocks today. They say I have 16 on my farm. I actually have 21 of these glorious birds whose house is impeccable. They do not smell. They are so clean. Their voices are loud, but such fun to hear. They are so friendly." Mm. Now you know. Yeah. I'm sure I'm sure her peacock house is impeccable. I'm sure she has a team of people whose job is to keep that place impeccable.
That sounds like a euphemism for something else.
Doesn't it? Impeccable? Peacock?
You know what? I only ever see peacocks at the dump.
Yeah.
So I don't know peacocks.
No. But listen, you want to get Martha Stewart riled up, you say she's only got 16 of them. I have 21.
When you see peacocks at the dump, is it just the male ones? Do you know if it's a female? Like,
the
peahens? Yeah.
You can tell.
When I was in...
They're brown.
Yeah, when I was in Pasadena...
So do you ever see females walking around?
Yep.
Yeah, when I was in Pasadena, my uncle was like, "Oh, look," and literally in his driveway was a female peacock. By herself, and then down the road was the male with all of the feathers.
They say you can only have one male around if there are multiple females.
That's what I've heard, that you can only have the one.
Yeah. And do the females basically look like chickens?
Yeah, they're not cute.
Like elongated chickens. They're not as pretty. They're brown, and they're kind of... They have the peacock
basic.
Body shape, right, but there's no adornment whatsoever.
Yeah.
A group of peacocks is called an ostentation or a muster. That's all.
That's all. Okay.
Or an ostentation of peacocks.
Right.
That they are ostentatious. There's no
so
question.
Stupid.
I love it. A muster of peacocks.
Just a quick peacock fact.
Thank you. Thanks. Any
You're
other
welcome.
Peacock facts?
That's all I got. But other than that, the fighting, male fighting, you know, if they have more than one around.
Peacocks.
Usually the ideal scenario is one male for four females.
For four?
Four to five females.
Oh, so he's got a little harem.
Four or five peahens, yes.
Mm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news now that we've learned all our peacock facts?
The antiquing trend has
spread. Yes.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.